What's the quickest path to my bliss?
Very, very great. That's the question of the day. If human creators, Brandon, we'll speak to you specifically, but this is also large enough for everyone. So this is, you're going to be mass communicating here now. But your question is perfect, because if you can a human in your human physicalness, okay, let's say you're not transitioned, you're not stone cold dead, you're not in the grave, you're not residue, you're not haunting a house, you are in your physical beingness. If every human creator would ask that simple question before they take a forward or backward action and get comfortable with their own answer, that would answer every plight, disease, problem, government, country, world, plight, plague, flu, pig, flying swine, avian, it'd cover everything. Nuclear holocaust, holocaust first time, holocaust next time. It would take care of all those dynamics. If you didn't say, what is the fastest path to my joy before you take an action? And how you figure that out is you ask the question from your desire. You have desires. You have wantings. You have very little needs. Needs, something that promotes lack. So when you find yourself needy, look out, because that will be your experience. But if you can ask the question, the fastest path to my joy right now is, and you feel, stop, don't do anything, just be still. And you go, I'm a little hungry, my bladder's kind of full, I think I need to go, want to go to the bathroom, I think I want to eat something, I think I want to go to work, I think I want to go home, I think I want to have relationships, I think I want to skydive, I think I want to go rob a bank. Whatever your feeling place is, before you take that action, ask that question and then get comfortable with your own answer, because you're the human creator. Non-physical can't tell you what the fastest path to your joy is, but non-physical, beyond a shadow of a doubt, can remind you that everything that's in your reality is there because you are the center of your universe, number one, your own very universe, and you are also the creator, the grand designer of everything that's in your world. And you go, wait a second, no. The power company came and turned off my lights. I didn't create that. Well, yes, you did, or they would not have turned your lights off. Okay? Now, it may provide you contrast within your beingness, but that's okay, because then what happens when you get contrast? You get to give it that, your undivided attention. And when you do that, you marvelous creator, you activate it all. It turns on the switches. It opens up the breakers. And you get to re-ask that question of what's the fastest path to my joy. Well, the fastest path to your joy may not be to have electricity in your house if you already have it. But let them cut that off, and all of a sudden that becomes the meme of the day. What is it that I've done that I've separated myself from electrical current? How do I get it turned back on? What's the disconnection? Pardon the pun. What's the disconnection? Did somebody hit a tree? Did I not pay my bill? Did they turn mine off accidentally? Should they have turned mine off and forgot to come by and turn it off? See? So when you give that your undivided attention, it moves up the pecking order of your list of creations of the day. Okay? So that's perfect. Before you take any action, ask that question. And we're not talking about asking some ethereal question and then pondering it for 40 or 50 millennia to figure it out. No, simplify it down to the simple places, to the easy places. It's a beautiful day. I notice it's a beautiful day. It's lovely outside. So the fastest path to my joy is go take a walk. Go enjoy the outdoors. Go enjoy the breeze. Go enjoy the leaves. Go enjoy whatever it is that you want to embrace. You could have that as a question and then peep out the window and it becoming and be a tsunami on its way headed towards you, and then you might decide to take a walk up the hill. Might serve you better, because it can change based on where you are and the distance between you and you. So the perfect question is, before any action is taken, what is the fastest path to your joy? And then you and only you can definitively ask the answer that question, and then and only then take a forward or backward action to that end. And you go, well, now, wait a second, other people are in my world. The government says I have to do this, and I don't want to, and they're going to put me in jail, or they're going to shoot me or kill me or deport me or something else. Well, so therefore I have no choice. I'm limited to what they say is. Well, that's called creation by default. So you can have folks around you. Well, I don't want to go, but my wife says I have to. Well, then you get to decide. You still get to decide. You still get to decide. Well, I'll go, and the fastest path to my joy is because I do enjoy sleeping with my bride at night. So if I don't go, then it will not be a pretty picture. So therefore, you choose of this co-creation, overlapping creations that you choose to embrace and have about you. Okay? So is that enough of that, or do you want
to... Yes, a little clarification on a couple of times you mentioned... taking a backward action. Can you describe what that means?
Yes. Okay, very good. We have a perfect example, and you're so fond of examples. But now, let us be clear. All analogies suck. We want to be clear about that. They do. But we'll give it the old college try.
Yeah.
The fastest path to your joy is to go see the Grand Canyon. Okay? And you get there. Okay? And you go right up to that edge of the Grand Canyon. You look over. And then you go, well, gosh, I want to see a little closer. The sun's just coming over, and it's going down deep, down into the river, the Colorado River down underneath there. I think that would be just great fun. Well, you're on a sheer of about a couple of maybe 1,000 feet or so. The fastest path to your joy would be take one more step, and you're there. But you also might consider, when you look at that, wait a second, I'm not so sure the journey to get there is going to serve me well. So you may take a step back, and that actually absolutely would be the fastest path to your joy, and then maybe take the donkeys down into get to the river, or there's helicopters that you can use to get you down there. So it can be used also to say, wait a second, step back a moment. A step back would be when you're on your way to work and you just so happen to be working in the Twin Towers and there's traffic. And there's a problem, and there's a disconnection, and you got to get to work, and you've got to get there. Well, why is this not working out? Okay, what's the fastest path to my joy? Well, it's to get to the work. But even so, non-physical is participating as well and slows it down till there's no building to go to and 2 hours later. Okay? So it can serve you well all the way through. So when we talk about a step forward and or action, or even a step back, sometimes it's to take a minute. Consider the lilies for just a second before you go rip-tearing into this process. You could have a desire. I want the whole wide world, and I want it all, and I want it now. Great. No problem. Non-physical says, here it is. But then when it starts showing up, then you kind of go, wait a second, this is a lot of responsibility. How am I going to pass out all these money checks that everybody's waiting on? Where's all that going to come from? I own the world, but how am I going to get the milk from the cows kind of thing? So you redefine that process, and sometimes it can be a settling process to allow you to be able to digest it as you go. So the step back is very key because that's sometimes your hunch work that says, well, we have to go, but we don't have to go right this minute, and sometimes you can avoid a great deal of contrast in your experience. Well, now, they call that fate. The fates allow this, or the fates disallow that. Well, great. The fate's nothing other than your non-physical convincing you through the labyrinth of your mind that if we can leave in 5 minutes, we'll miss the train wreck.